Comes in a box.
What are you going to do for us farmers when our corn goes down, Joe?
Excuse me, sir?
What are you going to do for us farmers when our corn goes down?
Hopefully I'll get you some crop insurance coverage.
Don't have that, Joe.
Good morning, I think, still.
Yep.
I come before you today to seek your approval and adoption of the latest update to the Sussex County Emergency Operations Plan. This plan is a living document that requires periodic updates. This particular update that I actually provided the council with a copy of probably about a week, 10 days ago. What we did was we brought in a consultant to assist us with capturing the federal government's national response framework and the national incident management system into our documents, something that we hadn't done in the past. Basically, what this document is, and for those of you in the audience, this is how thick it is. It basically spells out the county's roles and responsibilities in responding to, preparing for, and possibly mitigating from any disasters which may affect the county, be that man-made or natural. And as I scheduled this, I decided to do it on a week that we had a hurricane coming up the coast, so apparently I scheduled it appropriately. And hopefully we don't have to incorporate much in this document this weekend, but however, we do have a storm that's setting its sights on the Delmarva Peninsula. So what I provided you is a brief synopsis, written synopsis of the plan, and basically what it entails. And it provides an all-hazards plan. The document is not for public access due to the nature of some of the policies and procedures and the contacts and information in there that is not for public access because of, heaven forbid, we ever see a terrorist event in this area. Having someone review these might compromise some of our procedures. So with that, I will entertain any questions. I know you've got to try to move on very quickly.
Any questions, Mr. Thomas?
I guess I'm a little...
Mr. Phillips.
I guess I'm a little concerned about a document this important not being available to the public. Can you maybe talk...
After the terrorist attacks of 2001, the federal government, all the way up to the federal government, decided to take emergency operation plans off the public access table simply because it actually spells out how the government will respond to particularly a terrorist event. And if someone with a terrorist, some way a terrorist wants to try to do harm to us, having this document knowing how we're going to react could be very vital information to them. Plus, there's also names and contact information of very important people in there that probably doesn't need to be circulated.
So that's not foilable?
No, not to my knowledge.
Any more questions, Mr. Thomas? You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Yes,
Wilson,
sir.
I'm sorry.
With that thickness of book and the terrorist is going to hit us, I mean, shouldn't we have some force study on this thing? I mean, after all, we're not going to read that just before the terrorist hits. There's too much literature for us to read it.
Well, we're not reading it. They follow it.
Oh, that's it.
The emergency operations people, that's their guys.
This basically document, sir,
I'm just being a little bit facetious here, but just being a little bit practical here, too.
So this document, sir, actually just puts in writing how we activate our emergency operations center and how we respond to these events. And it breaks it down by the actual...
who's people that knows this? Who has access to this book?
All the public officials that have a response role in a disaster, fire and rescue, Department of Transportation, public safety, state police, those kind of agencies.
No elected officials?
Yes, you have a copy of
that. A copy of that.
Okay.
Yes.
Just want to know who's. Like,
just don't leave it. Don't leave it at Walmart next time you're in your cart.
I do have another
question. Mr. Phillips?
I mean, is there any concern that it sets aside certain constitutional protections of the citizens?
This document just basically spells out how the public safety sector will respond to these events. Mr. Everett and his staff reviewed the contract before we brought on the consultant, so I believe all those were covered.
But the answer is no.
As far
setting aside constitutional
protection. No, there's no constitutional as far as how we drive this document, which is going to construe any constitutional rights.
I believe you said that It does not set aside any constitutional protection.
I'm sorry, sir. No, I did not clarify myself. No.
That's correct. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any more questions? Motion, Mr. Thomas.
Be it moved the Sussex County Council adopt the update to the Sussex County Emergency Operations Plan, which establishes the concepts and procedures to manage potential disasters that could affect Sussex County.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion. And need a second.
Second.
I have a second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Randy, Habitat for Humanity lease amendments.
Good morning. We're almost lunchtime, I guess. As you recall, in January 2010, County Council authorized Community Development and Housing to issue an RFP for the three vacant county-owned homes that we have in Georgetown. The department was directed to find a nonprofit organization that would put these homes to use in a way that would be to the greatest public benefit. The RFP was not issued with any intent to benefit financially, but rather to provide an organization with an opportunity that they might not otherwise be able to have. We received several applications in response to the RFP, but the review committee felt that Habitat for Humanity's application for the Springfield Lane and South Bedford Street homes most closely matched the goals of Community Development and Housing and the County Council. Habitat's application included a proposal to utilize the South Bedford Street house for its AmeriCorps volunteers and a proposal to utilize the Springfield Lane house as a temporary home for families leaving deplorable living conditions while waiting for their Habitat home to be constructed, probably about one family per year. In July of 2010, County Council officially entered into two residential lease agreements with Habitat. The term for each lease is 3 years with a clause for annual renewal until the properties are required to be demolished for airport use. After being in the properties for a year, Habitat has determined that each property would be better served by switching the uses. Habitat is requesting that South Bedford Street House be used for a family waiting for their permanent Habitat home, while the Springfield Lane House would be used by the AmeriCorps volunteers. And I'd like to introduce Kevin Gilmore, Executive Director of Sussex County Habitat, who is here to further explain the rationale for the switching. Gina Jennings and I have spoken with Everett, our county attorney, who felt that a simple amendment to each lease would accomplish these suggested changes.
Okay. Thank you. Hello.
Good afternoon.
That's why I almost say good morning. Good afternoon. Thanks, Brandy, for sharing how we got to this point. And it really is, really want to continue the same approved uses, but switch which house does what. And I'll share with you a little bit about the impact that these homes have had on our work. First, on the South Bedford Street house, we've had two and recently three AmeriCorps members staying in this home. These are folks who are volunteering a year of their life to come and serve somewhere. And in our case, they're coming to Sussex County. They receive a small living allowance, but providing housing to them makes us competitive on the national scene with this program. We receive about 180 applications a year. And this past year, we had 11 members, three of which were housed in this particular house. And next year, we've been approved for a statewide AmeriCorps Habitat program, and we'll have 13 members here in Sussex County helping to carry out this work of Habitat, and five members in other parts of the state that we'll administer from our office. Since we've started this lease, we've also been doing repairs and maintenance to both homes. For example, in this house, we changed the hot water heater. We replaced a rotting roof over the utility room where the hot water heater was. We've painted the inside. We replaced an exterior door. Just things to keep the house livable and in good condition while it's in our stead. The house on Springfield Lane, which is off of Park Avenue, has served for the past year as a temporary living house condition for the Acurio family while they built their new house with Habitat. They were in a tenuous rental situation before, which involved overcrowding, poor heating system, high utility bills, and they were able to live in this house while we built their new house. This is during that year. They also gave birth to their second child, and that child was able to start their life in a decent home. And tonight, we actually are going to dedicate that house on Gibson Street in Laurel at 5:30. Everyone here is invited. We'd love to have you. We have a brief ceremony celebrating the completion of that house and them buying that house. So that's just a little bit about what how we've used these homes and how we hope to continue using them. We would just like to do a switch because the facilities are better suited if they're switched.
Any questions from council? Mm-mm. Mr. Moore, you reviewed this, and you think it just takes a simple amendment to each lease?
Yes, I have reviewed. I looked at the RFP that was written initially and looked at the applications, and this is a simple way to do it. It's just basically changing the descriptions of the two properties for the leases.
Okay. Brandy, you have a motion? Mm-hmm.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council authorize the amendments to the residential leases with Habitat for Humanity as presented.
Any questions?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mr. Izzo.
Good afternoon. I have two items on my agenda. The first is in reference to a proposed bid award for Sussex County project.